Stacy have there's two questions that sort of dovetail together. I know that you're living now in New York and have for some years been came from some, another place. And obviously these poems were about, subject matter of New York City. But I was wondering if, in going from where you were before to New York, your sense of how you organize a poem and how you think about a poem has changed. And the other thing that I'm asked in relationship to that is, when you're writing about New York, as you're doing now, do you conceive of yourself as someone like New York is your environment, a city that you are part of, or do you still think of yourself partly as someone who is coming in from outside that environment?
I would say that I came from Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and Heart Island represents the first book that I wrote as a New Yorker. I got there in 2005, and a book that I've been writing, Hyperglossy, I started it in Milwaukee and finished it in New York and kind of stayed true to kind of what it was, and it didn't really allow anything of my environment to come into it. So it wasn't a place poem. It wasn't really, it was like a psychic place poem. It's changed absolutely every aspect of my work being in New York. And the way I write is different. I mean, it's basically I had to find a way to keep writing given the intensity of my role professionally and just, the struggle for time that most people I know are living in New York have. So I never used a notebook before. So I became a notebook writer. I never wrote in cafes and trains, and I started doing that. and I never would write about something, my topics were not like the day-to-day. I would never write about something that happened to me, literally. So I kind of found a way to kind of really start using shorthand, grabbing literally 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there. I used to, set aside 3-4 hours, and felt like if I didn't have that, wasn't worth it. And now it's 10 minutes a day, at least. I have to get my 10 minutes a day. So, and with this, the second part of your question was,
Do you think of yourself now as, does New York seem like your place, or do you still feel like an outsider to that environment at some level?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a New Yorker, but I think part of that, my identity as a New Yorker comes from, most of my time is in New York has been when there's a great sense of spaces being in peril, not only organizationally with poetry organizations, but just landlord, people being evicted and not being able to afford to live in the places they've lived for a really long time. So I feel like a New Yorker, but never quite sure of how that's going to play out, I guess, I might have to leave.
Peter, do you write while you're walking around at all? I know you take regular walks because...
No, I mean the photography has replaced thinking about writing while I walk. I got to say, it's made it much easier to make my mind sort of comparatively blank. A way I used to write was think of lines and then pretty much have the whole poem ready. By the time I came to write it, but it's all gone now. I don't. That's part of why the reasons I'm sort of wound up hammered down was all my old methods of working were deteriorating. I still think it gets in, but through some other form, in some other way.
Through the eyes.
Well, there was a kind of an element of why, you know, if when I ask myself why I wrote, one of the things I would say, well, one of the reasons I write is so that, the certain elements of where I live and my circumstances and blah, blah, blah would then get fixed in some way against the encroaching, you know, destruction and all that, that there was some, that was somehow something was going to get preserved in the language. And one of the sort of photographic practice kind of like really changed that in the sense of, well, I'm getting that part of it is getting very strictly done in a very thorough, quasi-professional way, that it kind of, that function within my writing ceased to be, it's like, you know, as a writer, I'm stuck, you know, with blah, blah, blah. But with a camera, it's sort of like you're John Clare, whether you want to be or not. You know, you just want to, you know, it's like you can, you really have to fight if you don't want to do that. If you don't want to be super, super specific and super, like, clear. And those things just sort of come naturally with this, you know, kind of quasi-magical device, you know, that you get to. So a lot of that kind of function of just strict recording that I regarded as part of what I was doing as a writer, and my interest in journals and, you know, scientific description and stuff like that, is kind of like, it's moved off. It's really interesting because it's trying to figure out what's left, you know, removed from those kind of, that obviously sense of function that I at least partially brought to it. So that's sort of over elaborate, but.
It seems that both of you, I mean, are going through this real transitionary element in regards to your typified or your habituated format. Like, you not really using notebooks and dedicating more time to your art than to what you're writing. Now you're getting these very New York quippets. These 2 minutes here, like you said, you know, the 10 minutes there, and then with yourself, even with that transition with adding in the photograph.
Yeah, yeah.
Really changed the dynamic of how you're writing and then how are you even approaching both your art forms. Do you see that with most writers, I see that as being a continuing element. Do you see that transition, that transformation continuing?
Meaning, do I foresee continuing, like, do I anticipate other changes down the road or staying?
Anticipate or enjoy the fact that of these changes? In one respect, anticipate and maybe see that those changes would, like other changes would occur, but also too, it seems that you're also too with what you've produced so far that you're kind of like in this moment of savoring it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I went from, you know, never, I mean, it would not even occur to me to use a notebook, and now I'm obsessed with them. I have like more notebooks stored up than I could possibly ever. I'm like, ooh, I really need this notebook because it's a little bit different. So, no, I'm pretty into the notebook still. I mean, you know, Hard Island was written in 08, and I'm still using the notebook daily. So I don't, you know, I don't. Who knows? I don't see that dropping out of my practice, but I don't know what. It'll be interesting to see what emerges. I'm really actually more into the kind of like investigative poetics. You know, when I started Hard Island, I could have taken it in the direction of like a more probing kind of poem about Hard Island, the place, you know, and done something kind of more documentarian, which I decided not to do, but it's kind of like my interests are going in that direction, so.
What is your book that's coming out in the fall? What is that like?
That's called The Journal of Ugly Sights and Other Journals, so it's like the second, and then there's one coming out after that of journal poems, so two others. I think I'm done with the, kind of like the journal. So, but not the notebook. but the Journal of Ugly Sights and Other Journals, the main poem in it is called The Journal of Ugly Sights. And it's a Bernadette Mayer experiment from her list of like 100 experiments. It was keep a journal of ugly or beautiful sights. And I tried beautiful and I was like, this isn't good. And then I tried ugly and I was like, okay, this is better. it's literally, you know, it's ugly feelings, ugly occurrences, like like garbage, you know, the ugly things you see in a city every day. So that's coming out in fall.
I think, sorry, I just think in terms of transitioning, I was thinking one of the things about finishing something you've been working on for years and years and years, and that's, you know, you've let define you almost by default, is I wanted to problematize my writing as much as, it's like, I'm, you know, what was happening with photography and having, so kind of, I'm lost, a little bit lost at the moment. And I haven't been for a long time, kind of enjoying it. And the sense of savoring, what I'm savoring is I have no clue really where I'm gonna go as a writer next, because I sort of feel like, what if I can't go back and write those Hammertown-y kind of poems anymore? It's because I said, I've told everybody I finished it. So in a sense that, as a long poem, it began in the kind of slightly half-assed spirit in which it was begun. I sort of never wanted it to be, because it was always in my mind a kind of a parody part of it.
Okay.
You know, that in a sense it was a reaction to what people wanting to kind of define you in sort of fairly easy terms. Or so it's just, I'm kind of interested in not being in that place anymore. I'm not sure where it's going. That's all. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not, because I do think, I mean, one of the problems with the literary world is that it tends to hold people into doing one thing too much. I just don't want to. You know?
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't want to be branded.
Yeah, no, that brand is, and there's a lot of that. And people using the A material like something amazing happened to them, and that's what they write a book about. You know, it's like, you save that stuff, I think. If you want something really amazing happening, you should hold it back if you can.
I'm thinking about an assignment for the students that are in the class, and before the reading, I gave them each a line out of either of your works and asked them to kind of hold it in their head as a kind of koan while we're, you know, to let it sort of soak there for a while we were hearing you read and such. And now I'm wondering what they can do with that and what they could do as an assignment, you know, after having that line. And I'm thinking of having that line be the opening line of a repeated series of things so that the line recurs as a kind of refrain, you know. But any suggestions in terms of thinking what one could do within the coming week, you know?
What, you gave them each a
I gave
line.
Each a line.
What was the line? What were the lines?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What were they?
What were the lines?
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Yeah. That's curious.
We're all different.
Yes, but what is your line?
Oh, each. I know you use bookstore on the
road. Oh, each person got a line.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same one. I gotcha.
Uses the A line in a really elaborate, like A, like a Sestina. Something really, what could be just impossible. That's why I'd never teach. Like, carve it in your arm.
Get a tattoo.
Get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah, a tattoo.
Those would all make pretty good tattoos, wouldn't they? What's your line, Simon?
My larynx is a mimic.
No, that's me. I don't know. I feel like each one could have, like, I don't know, like, what an overriding good assignment would be. I can't help you.
Just use it in something.
Yeah, just use it.
Just use it in something. You know, use it in whatever you're working on now. Throw it in, see if it works.
That's why I don't teach either.
Well, I hate notebooks too, I gotta say. I hate notebooks. Somebody, people always give me these Moleskine notebooks, and you write one thing in them and it's stupid. That's what happens to me. And then you've got this beautiful $12 notebook with one stupid thing written in it. It's like, and I'm shy, that's why I don't take notes. It's like, I say, okay, I'm gonna be a good, you know, take notes. And it's always idiotic, because I can't do it.
If I don't remember.
Or
oh my God, it's just gone.
I can never have that transparency where you're actually taking a note instead of being, here I am taking a note, you know.
Tomorrow,
I think I'm going to try and read some of my Italian stuff, but still not decided.
And what is your Italian stuff?
Well, I've been writing a poem with a friend of mine. We've been writing these sort of Italian English macaronic poems to try and improve my Italian vocabulary. But I don't have, and I really like the idea of poems that I don't have ownership of them. You know, they're kind of partly me, but it's like it's a lot of different circumstances, and I don't decide when they're done or anything, you know. I can't decide when there's going to be a new one, because that's just something sort of I leave up to my friend, you know, sort of she's like.
And where is she?
In Vancouver. Uh-huh. A friend of mine in Vancouver, an artist in Vancouver.
So it's done through correspondence?
Yeah, yeah.
And what will you read?
Well, you know, it's like I really want to be reading. I just finished something on April 1st on the plane.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But I feel like I have this new book out, so I want to, like, read from the book.
Yeah.
But I have, like, new, you know, this book that I just finished. So maybe I'll do a little bit from the book and mostly from this new book I just finished. Do you think that's good?
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
You got the awesome mic. You got the Dinah Washington mic.